Blog Talk Radio.
Prosecutor speaks on Eric Holder's conviction.
Family friend to the press even that the murder of Miss Hustle never come out at all. So again, RIP Nipsey, your spirit is still here and justice is finally served.
All right. I went live earlier, but I had to do something, and when I came back, I took a nap. So, all right, well, I'm live now, so I'm gonna wait for some of y'all to get up in here. But peace to everybody. Hopefully, y'all bring your ass up in here tonight. Please make sure y'all hit that like button while y'all in here. All right. Peace, Randy. Peace, Flower Bloom. Peace to everybody in the building. No, I was first. Peace. Peace, goddamn it. Only thing I want to say is rest in peace to Nipsey, man. Now the family can really, like, rest. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can really relax now. You know what I'm saying? Like, the wait is over. Even though the citizen is in September, now there's I don't want to use the word closure, but there's some closure. You know what I mean? All the stress and, you know, never know like how this shit is going to turn out. I'm just glad that the family really have some time to really, like, get this load off their shoulders, man. I have the phone lines open. So earlier, when I went live, But I literally had to get off quick and had to go take care of something. So I was looking at, what's his name? I still have it up. My Master Q, too. The lead attorney, right? And he says something. I mean, I want to know what y'all thoughts is. I don't know if y'all seen it, but let me share my screen. Let me get to it. Matter of fact, let me play this first, and then I'm going to get to the lead attorney, all right? We cut this music off. Shout out to Retro on the Busy. All right. Make sure y'all hit the like while y'all in here and all of that good stuff. Let me mute my mic. This for those who probably just, I'm pretty sure y'all heard it, but I just want to play it just for the video sake, for this broadcast sake. All right.
In the Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles, Department 104, the people of the State of California versus Eric Ronald Holder, Jr., case number BA-475908. We, the jury, in the above-entitled action, find the defendant, Eric Ronald Holder, Jr., guilty of the crime of first-degree murder of Ermias Ashkadon in violation of Penal Code Section 187, Subsection A, a felony as charged in Count 1 of the indictment. In the Superior Court of California.
I was thinking something. So let me search for a while we're here real quick, right? Because remember the tattoos that he had on his neck, like, you know, we do know that there is tattoo removal, right? Hold on. All right, I still see that tattoo there. Let me see that other picture where he got punched in the eye. It just came to me just now, so. Hold on. Okay, I think that's that praying hand shit like that. But, nigga, this nigga right here is safe nowhere. So it's really a wrap. So the state, you know, I'm not saying that they can't protect him no more, but now all of this shit is over. They had to save him for the trial. You understand what I'm saying? He cannot get murdered and killed and stomped the fuck out while this man's supposed to go to trial. And this is like a high profile case. So they got to keep this nigga protected. Family. I wish this shit blow up. I thought it was going to blow up. Yes, it is. Look at this nigga right here. Real quick. As you looking at us right now, Mr. Stupid, because it's over for you. You are safe nowhere. Prices is on your head. Niggas put a cup of noodles on your head. Niggas put ramen or ramen noodles, however you want to pronounce it, niggas put chocolate chip cookies on your head. Bro, you got a roll of cookies on your fucking face right now. But niggas done put up packs of cigarettes. The first one to get 5 cartons, nigga, in a chi-chi. Okay? It's with some clean boxes of socks. Niggas put clothes on your head, nigga. Niggas put commissary on you. It's over. This nigga saved nowhere, family. It's over for. I don't feel sorry. I never. I sometimes I'm a I don't give a fuck kind of guy, but I do have a heart too. You know what I mean? I don't show it that much, but I got some sympathy. But for niggas like him, I can't wait to get that fucking breaking news. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to get the breaking news where this nigga is gone. Or hospitalized, crippled, stabbed, raped, asshole swollen, or all of the above. You deserve all of that shit, son. But at the end of the day, it's still tricky, y'all. It's still tricky because it still feels like there's more to this shit. You know what I mean? Let's go to this guy right here. I want to go to that video. Shout out to Street TV, too. Shout out to Alex Alonzo. I'm going to go use that video the prosecutor was talking about afterwards, after the verdict. And I do want to play that video, the premeditated video, when he, the actual video when he went, you know, gave Nip a pound and went inside the Master Burglar. I wanna play that video too. I wanna go through that. And I'm gonna pause it before Nip gets before that happens to Nip. All right, but let me share my screen. Everybody that's in here, please make sure you hit that likes for the algorithms, God damn it. And please share that I'm on, and I have to do that myself because I didn't do it. Where we at? Right here. Now, pay attention closely to what he said. In the verge of, in a sense of speaking from Eric Holder's perspective. I don't know what marker, but this is a little bit before he said it, so I'm just going to let it ride out. Shout out to him as well. Okay? So let me mute my shit right now. Again, everybody, please make sure y'all hit the like button. I appreciate you. You said, yes, yeah, look, sweet Capricorn, and you a Capricorn like me, baby. Yes, we have a heart. Thank you for knowing that I got a heart, goddammit. You said the white man meant, see, we went through all this shit before. That's why we're going to go through it again tonight. So I got y'all. And I'm talking to and Q went to Central. Well, goddamn, nigga. Why you can't make your name just non-complicated, just simple, nigga? Q with an initial. Get your ass up out of here. But let's I'm going to press play, nigga. You got my tongue all fucked up and hurting right now.
You know where Jay-Z's not? I'm going to show you where Jay-Z's not. Jay-Z is not right here. Jay-Z is not on the ground in the goddamn strip mall. Jay-Z is somewhere eating lobster. He's somewhere eating lobster on your ass. I'm going to tell you the key. This is the key. This is the key that will help you.
I was being an asshole. It's quintessential. All right? Quintessential. All right, I got it. Quintessential. All right, now shut up.
You avoid. Some of you, this is not going to apply. Some of you will apply. And I didn't see this key until later on. But this is the key. It's one word. This will initiate the change in your mind immediately. This is one word that Nipsey didn't understand. Because it can be, oh, I'm keeping it real. This is what will switch it. This is what Jay-Z understood. It's one word. Starts with a B. It is brand. When you stop seeing yourself as a real nigga and start seeing yourself as a brand, you are not talking to men with neck tattoos with no shirt on. You're not doing it. You're not going to let your brand get close to them. You're not going to do it. You know, you want to be honest with you guys? I started considering myself a brand. In the last few months, I've made that switch in my head. You know, it used to be last year, if you wanted to collab with me, I'd be like, yeah. I got 60,000 subscribers and you got 12. Yeah, we'll collab. Well, you know, I've got 80,000 subscribers. And when I look on your channel, I see you on panels with eight other niggas and y'all are hollering at each other. And then you'll come to me. Can I get a collab with you? Yeah. I'm keeping it real. Yeah. People help me. I'll help you. Yeah. But if I have a brand, why do I want my brand associated with you when you're on panel screaming at niggas all the time? That's the key. Jay-Z knows what he is. It clicks. He's a brand. Nipsey is still on this whole street shit. Oh, man, I heard you were a snitch. What part of the branding is that? What part of the brand is calling people snitches? How does that further the brand?
I'm sorry. I promise I'll bring it back a few seconds. I just want to say to some people, I'm trying to see it from his perspective. I'm pretty sure that we are not agreeing with him at the moment. I can hear everybody's thoughts right now from here. Let's just try. All right? And then I want y'all to call in. Okay? I need Mike, call the fuck in, nigga. Somebody. but I need to make sure that let's try to hear it from his perspective. All right? That don't mean we have to agree, because I was ready to just start screaming and yelling already. So I'm saying it because I had to calm myself down. All right? With that being said, I'm going to shut the fuck up. I'm going to bring it back.
You? Yeah. I'm keeping it real. Yeah. People help me, I'll help you. Yeah. But if I have a brand, why do I want my brand associated with you when you're on panel screaming at niggas all the time? That's the key. Jay-Z knows what he is. It clicked. He's a brand. Nipsey is still on this whole street shit. Oh, man, I heard you were a snitch. What part of the branding is that? What part of the brand is calling people snitches? How does that further the brand? You own the strip mall. That's good. You're getting rents from the strip mall. That's good. All of this goes to your brand. That's good. But you're standing in the strip mall threatening 29-year-old gang members. What part of the brand is that?
Hold on,
you're in the goddamn crack house. You're in these 20-foot, these 20-story projects shooting dice in the corner. What? With people with damn guns in their black puffy coats. Why are you there shooting dice when you can be eating lobster? Nipsey could have been eating crabs and scallops. But he's calling people snitches.
Nigga, we eat that in the ghetto. I just had salmon.
But he had a brand.
And shrimp.
You know? And when you have a brand, it changes your mind, and then people say you change. People ask me for, hey, Lee, I saw you were doing a lot of collabs last year. Let's do one. Let's do it. Oh, you changed. Like, I saw you screaming on the live stream 3 days ago. Why do I want, whenever you consider yourself a brand, that's when it, and people will hate you for it. And Nipsey didn't want to be hated. Nipsey wanted to be cool. Now, let's be honest, and I'm not in a gang, all right? Maybe it's one of these blood in, blood out things. Now, I'm not really sure about that because Nipsey said that he was getting love in other sets. Nipsey said he was getting love in other hoods, and Nipsey was getting back to the community. So maybe if Nipsey wanted to leave, maybe he had the leverage and the power. Maybe he had the love to do it. But I don't know. Maybe, you know, they say there's only two ways to leave a game. Or one way. I don't know. I'm trying to be fair to him.
See, you're not being fair. Where would Jesus go? Because he did die at 33, and I'm talking about Nip. So we all did that reference, that parallel universe type thing, right? If Jesus was to walk among the people right now, will he go to Beverly Hills? Will he hang out on 42nd Street? Will he go hang out in the Hamptons in Long Island, deep in Long Island? Would he go to Bel Air? No, he will go amongst the people. He will go amongst the poor, the downtrodden, the mistreated, the condemned, the castaways, the ones who need the most help, the downtrodden, the rotten, the soulless, that has all the potential in the world to be saved. That's where Jesus will go to. That's where Allah, the Prophet Muhammad, will go to. Or whatever prophets you believe in, Yahawashah, Yahshua, he will walk amongst the people who need it the most. So you try to equate, because he was in the game. Yeah, there was a little 1 foot in and 1 foot out, but he went back to the trenches. Made people to want to believe in themselves, even though they came from this depilated, poor conditions. And when you see him, you see yourself, because you see him grow up in the same shit. He was a rose that grew through the concrete. You, all of y'all are dirty roses with enough potential to grow through the concrete. He knew those things. He done gave niggas jobs that came home that had no outlet. Nothing that can help them to really go back into society or get back into society to try to do better. Hey, I got a job for you. They won't hire you. Walmart, anybody won't hire you because of your felony at this senator. I hire you. Just do what you have to do. No guns because you know they trying to fucking, you know what they trying to do to me. You already know. They try to get me up out of here. The owner sold me and my brother this whole fucking plaza. He was here to save people. You can't save everybody, but his heart was in the right place. Can I say, should he have not said that? In that moment, maybe it could have been a later moment. I will agree with that because I said this months ago, weeks ago. Recently, I said one little thing that you can say to somebody. This is generally speaking. I never said this in this situation, what happened with Nip and Shitty Cuz, but let's look at it in that sense too. Anything that a person can say, the way you look at somebody in the street, or if they look at you, the way they may bump you, the way they just be staring at you, or whatever, just it takes one thing, a millisecond, a few seconds, a few minutes of your time that could derail your fucking lifespan, the rest of your life, family. Just one fucking thing can alter your fucking future. It can terminate it within seconds. Just one thing. That's why me personally, I end on this. Me personally, my attitude is reactive. I'm very, very, very impulsive. I have to work on that. When I'm in the street, I don't like people looking at me. But like, what the fuck you looking at? Like, you would see it. It would show off my body because it's hands, it's gestures. I have to work on me. I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all is the same. It could be that one moment, that motherfucker, yeah, I'm looking, or whatever the case may be, and boom, it's over for either one. Just the littlest shit can literally alter our lifespan. But what this nigga is saying, he's saying too much dumb shit. I don't agree. I would love, because I'm pretty sure some of y'all, all right, my man Mike, because I'm pretty sure y'all don't want to hear the rest of it. I'm going to put my man Brooklyn the Cali on. I don't even see the chat because I ain't want to get thrown off. If y'all agree, please press 1. And I would love to hear y'all thoughts. So please call the number in and make sure y'all hit the likes for the algorithms, all right? Brooklyn and Cali, the fuck is popping?
What up, Mike?
What's goody?
Hey, man, you know I definitely don't agree with this nigga right here, man.
But right.
People got to understand is, number one, Nip was authentic. Even if he wasn't gang, even if he wasn't an active gang banger, he's still
right.
Always going to be a gang member. Anytime any kind of motherfucking politics come into play, we talking about snitches and different shit like that, he can't have that around his establishment because then they going to look at it, other people may look at it a certain way. Oh, he fuck with snitches. He fuck with this. He fuck with that. And like, I know he a brand, but you got to remember, he not just a brand. He's still in his neighborhood. Like, when he made the false narrative or comparison to Jay-Z, Jay-Z don't have no stores in the middle of Marcy. Jay-Z not in the parking lot at Marcy. Jay-Z don't employ people that came out of jail so they have somewhere to go and have something to do and have some money in their pocket. So that was a false comparison to me.
I do feel like,
you know, when it comes to situations like what happened to Nip, you know, because he employs felons and different things like that, okay, they don't have no weapons up there. They could have been a little bit more prepared like that, but I'm pretty sure he didn't think nothing like that was going to happen. He in his spot. Just say if you had a store and you outside chilling in front of your store, chopping it up with your folks, and somebody come around that got a ill reputation, you have your words with him. You ain't thinking he about to come back, especially when it didn't even look like it was nothing really heated. You ain't think he about to come back and mow down the whole parking lot and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's just some, I mean, to me, anything can happen to anybody. Nobody is untouchable. In any time, any place, anything can happen. I think that was just a situation where that nigga was just out of his mind and he decided to do some dumb shit and now he's going to pay for it. And I don't have no empathy or sympathy for that nigga. I just want to say long live Nip Hustle the Great and fuck all that other dumb shit.
Facts.
That shit don't make no sense. That shit, what old boy saying don't make no sense, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you feel about the verdict when you heard it?
Oh man, when I heard it, nigga, that shit woke me up. I jumped right out the motherfucking bed. I was definitely happy about it. I was definitely happy. I thought it would have been a little bit longer footage, but I'm glad. I respect Alex Alonso for the simple fact he gets that exclusive footage because he's a part of media. They know him. Like they really know him in that judicial system and stuff like that. So he gets that. He get a little special treatment and he can have exclusive footage. But again, I was definitely happy and I just couldn't wait. I still can't wait to that breaking news to where, as they said, that he was put in the hospital and he can't walk no more, or his eyes missing, or you know, a lung fell on the ground or some shit like that. I just want to hear those things. So yeah, I'm definitely happy about the verdict.
Yeah, I can only imagine how his family feels. I hope he gets the maximum and never see nothing again. And you know, like I said, long live Nip Hustle, man. He was a young guy doing a lot of great things. I'm telling you, I remember when he was younger. I remember when his dad, he used to have a little shop in Inglewood. I remember when Sam used to sling DVDs and shit in the Vons parking lot over here in Inglewood and in the parking lot over in Ladera Center where Fat Burgers used to be at. Fat Burgers used to be over there and everybody used to be in that motherfucker. That's back when I think it was Sam Goodies or something. You know, they ain't even got none of them motherfuckers around no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yo, Quintessential said that Jay-Z is partnered with Nipsey Tech Genius, Idris Sandu, suspiciously. What you think about that?
He may be. I mean, a lot of people got to realize that no matter what's going on in these streets, business will be conducted. When you drop millions of dollars into shit or hundreds of thousands of dollars into shit, business still got to be handled. Just like when I heard somebody talking about them paper plane hats on the Marathon site with the LAPD shit on the site. Clearly, that's a collaboration. Clearly, that was a collaboration. Clearly, that was thought out, and clearly, it went out. You know, they didn't just come up with that out of the blue. That's something that probably was being thought about for a minute. Like, when I look at all the moves that the Marathon store is doing and connecting with Puma and connecting with some other people, I look at it as keeping Nip's name out there, creating longevity, and keeping a stream of income going to his family, man.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the most important thing, man, because we don't even know if we're going to ever get another Nip Hustle album.
Right.
I will
hope they have some exclusives of like some unreleased shit. I will hope somebody have some.
Probably Mike and Keys, 1500 and nothing, DJ VIP. They probably got something. But I'm going to put it like this. If Victory Lap is the last shit we get from Nip, I'm satisfied because that was a great album. From the top to the bottom.
Absolutely,
so,
man.
You know what I'm saying? I just keep everybody's, like, prayers for everybody, man. I'm glad this is just one part of what we need to see happening. Now, this motherfucker going to jail, like you said, I'm hearing some news about some other things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
But you already know, man, Scum be walking this earth forever. And it seems like the good niggas get taken out on the regular. You know, Scum be walking this shit forever. I seen some shit today, and I ain't even going to change the subject, but that shit broke my heart, bro. I was like, what the fuck is we on? What the fuck is we on, bro? A nigga walked up on the side of another nigga car and started dumping, and the kid ran away from his kid while his kid was there, and the kid ran away from the truck. I was like, what the fuck are we on? But, you know, that's neither here or there. I just be getting tired of the self-destruction, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's always us on us. You know what I'm saying? It's always us on us.
Yep.
Always us on us. But like I said, I ain't trying to dampen the mood, man. I just want to say RIP, Nip Hustle. Man, much love to everybody in the chat. Much love to you, Mike. And
already.
You got some other callers on the line, man. I'll let you do your thing, man. Brooklyn to Cali.
Brooklyn, the motherfucker Cali family. You already. That's my homie right there. And let me just piggyback just a little bit before I play these other videos. And, yeah, man, like, it's definitely a lot of self-destruction. Let me tell you something, man. Where I'm at, there's a lot of shootings. A female just got shot in the chest a couple of hours ago. Like, not even that far from me. A female just got shot in the foot the other day. Three people just got found dead in a house that's not too far from me last week. The other day, oh, my God. Yeah, it's just, like, it's real. It's so much shit going on everywhere. It's a shame. Like, it's crazy. In Queens, nigga, these niggas out here is niggas just doing a drive-by shooting at each other in the car. That's how a female got shot in the chest a couple of hours ago. Like, these niggas be wilding the fuck out, man. It's a lot, and it's not a good thing, but I guess niggas be having these fucking reasons to do what the fuck they do, but we only do it to ourselves. Now, truly, yours truly, I seen your comments, and I'm not going to say I don't agree with you. I would like for you to call in. Can you call in this number that's on the screen? I would love for you to call in and let people hear your perspective. I'm going to play, press one if y'all want to hear a little bit more of what that leader attorney has to say. Press one, but yours truly, I would like for you to call in. Are you going to call in? I'm not going to, like, question you, interrogate, do none of that shit. No, just I would like to hear, like, for everybody to hear your point of view. Are you going to call in? All right, let's get it. The number right there on the screen. Let me hear what you got to say, love. All right? And some other news before she call in. We're going to stick with the Nipsey, y'all. Let me just do a little sidebar. Other news, where we at? Crazy thing is, and I posted I'd done something on it earlier, but I had to really do some moving and shaking today. But the same dude who killed Jam Master Jay, crazy, is the actual killer who killed Stretch, Tupac's friend, in 1995. So the same dude who was a known stick-up dummy, a known nigga who, you know what I mean? So he killed Jam Master Jay and Stretch. Crazy. Crazy. Let me shortly read. It's a small article. Matter of fact, let me go to Art of Dialogue, because that has more of a more detail than the other article that from the source. Let me throw that in there real quick, y'all. Give me a second. All right. And I did a lot of cleaning out this fucking computer. Oh my God, this video right here, I can't wait to play this shit for y'all. That shit is funny. I'm going to play it for y'all, but not right now. Let me just share the picture too. All right, hold on. All right. Since we're doing that, this must be her. Yours truly, is this you on the channel, on the phone? Area code 804, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Is this yours truly?
Yeah, yes, this is me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just a tad bit. Yeah, what's your thoughts?
Is that better?
Yes.
So I'm just looking, I'm listening to everything, and of course my perspective is a little different. And not in my head, I mean, clearly he was a brand, right? So in order for him to continue to do good work, he has to be alive. And when you make it out, you don't intend to go back, you don't stay there. You make it out so that you can pull your people up with you, right? So
yes.
You got to move a certain type of way. You have to. Your life literally depends on it. You got people who don't want to see you in the position you're in, so you can't move the way you were moving before you made it. So I felt like he needed real people, and not saying that he didn't. Maybe they were real to the extent that they could be, But if you're trying to see somebody and you believe in what they're doing, it's your objective to protect them so that you can see their vision grow. So he shouldn't have been there. He shouldn't have been in that place. And granted, I totally agree with what you're saying with people, you know, you never know when somebody's at their edge and when they're ready to snap. Like, that shit is undetermined. You never know. It takes a split second. It could be, like you said, the blink of an eye, and then it could tie them and it's blinking their eye that day, and today is your day. So you got to tread lightly. You just can't be, you can't move certain ways, especially when you have made it out. You are not that same nigga that you were before. Clearly you're not. So if this nigga is supposed to be a snitch, why do you think he wants you to tell him anything about him being a snitch when he know your following is crazy? Your following is crazy. He shouldn't even been that close to them. He shouldn't even been nowhere. And I get it. You want to be real with your people and everybody. So when you want to keep it real, you got to be real. You fake if you this, that, and third. How can I continue to show anybody who's looking at me in a particular type of way how to get out if I'm still there? That'll make no sense to me. It makes no sense. So everybody's going to disagree. You know, if people are going to disagree, that's fine. Right now, I'm branding myself. I move differently. I can't be caught up out here arguing Walmart, arguing with people over petty shit. I got to mind my business and continue to build my brand because I want my story to go on, right? I don't want to be caught up in no bullshit. So I have to move a certain type of way. So what, then, nigga snitch? No fucking what. Guess what? His day going to come. His day going to come. And if you feel some type of way about it and it's to that point, where your people at? Your people supposed to step for you. They're supposed to speak for you. They're supposed to do that. So I feel like he had slouches on his team. He really did. You standing around and you let this fucking peasant talk to him? Really?
I agree with most what you're saying. Let me just hold that thought. I'm actually I'm actually looking at the page, and it's 175 people and 79 likes. Now, I know when I go to other people's lives, I may not even hit the like button. Don't even think about it. Not like I don't want to. Sometimes it don't come to me to like, so I get it. So I'm not going to scream on y'all. But since I am making you conscious of it, hit the fucking like button, please. So again, you know what I'm saying? God damn. Because I get it. Sometimes I forget to even hit the like button. I just be watching it. Don't hit the like button. So
yeah, be caught up in the story. Yeah,
yeah, be caught up in the story. So I get it. Now you know, nigga. Hit the like button for me. I real appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Oh, for sure.
Go ahead, sweetie. You too hit the goddamn button.
And look, and I literally just did too because I was caught up. You know, I'm always in the shower listening to this, so I'm like, oh, damn, I didn't hit it. But I got you. But that's the time. So I just feel like everybody's so caught up on, oh, he was so real and he was so this and he was so that. Well, now what we got? Now what we got? That's when real goes wrong. Like, you got to move a certain type of way. If you want to still hear his message and see him lead his people, he got to be alive to do that shit. And you got to move a certain type of way, and you need certain people in your corner. You really do. And that's just my take on it. I just find it weird when everybody keeps saying, oh, he was so real, and, you know, this and the third. Well, if you thought he was that real, then why the hell y'all are protecting that man?
I said it before, too. Now, again, people is probably not going to... Celeste, I definitely appreciate your PayPal. Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate you. I know people is not going to, excuse me. Hold on. I got thrown up. I'm sorry. I want everybody in the chat to understand what she's saying. And it's not like she's saying it wrong. Now, the way the lawyer has disseminated his words, the way he put his words together, it didn't come off well. I didn't even like. All right, but I can agree with what yours truly is saying. I will agree that with all that potential, he should have been protected. That's number one. And I know, yes, that's his hood. He was comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's why he didn't call his bodyguard. He didn't call J-Rock at the time because, you know, that's who usually be there, this and the third. But he did get a call. If I'm not mistaken, got a call, and the big homie came home. He needed some clothes, da, da, da. But from what I heard, it was the day before the big homie got his clothes. So I'm kind of, you know, on a fence with that. But still, he should have been protected at all costs. He should have people who should have been on point.
Chain of command. It's a chain of command. Even the dude
right,
need
right.
clothes. That's what. You're going to go to the dude to get the clothes. That's going to talk to the guy who get the clothes. That's going to talk to Nip who get the clothes. Like, you're not going to be able to just go, oh, Nip in the store. Yeah, go ahead and talk to him. No. No.
But
in,
Nip was.
In McDonald's, they got a chain of command.
Nip, and you're absolutely right. But Nip was a people person. You know what I'm saying? Plus,
and
it's
I
the
totally
big,
understand that.
I get that.
Why you need people on your team to say no. You don't need yes men. People on your team that say no. We want to see you go further. You can't move this way. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't. Hey, we got you. He's gonna want to be himself because that's who he is. And you can't deny who he's gonna want to be. But you need somebody on your team that can let you know when you be yourself.
So this thing we want
to
go.
Everybody gotta have one.
I'm about to go to his
and
video.
Everybody
now.
Gotta have a no man, because everybody around. If you feeding everybody, 9 times out of 10, everybody's gonna be like, yeah, you are, yeah, he did. But you gotta have that one person that gotta be a no man. That's the person with the reasonable thought. That's the person that's rational. Hold on, we gotta think this through. What about the what if? If everybody's saying yeah, then what we got?
Right.
Way I want to help everybody. I work on it's my building is on Broad Street. It's so many homeless people out there, and I give and I feed. But I also got to tread lightly because them niggas is looking for a way in. If they see what I got, they like she a female by herself. She give me food all the time. I'm gonna play her close. They could be waiting on the opportunity to just come in there and bum rush my shit. So I gotta have somebody that be like, Tyson, you doing too much. You need to lock the door. Stop doing this. Only give out food at this time with somebody in the building. I got to have a no man because I just want to help. So if I don't have nobody like that, shit, I might not be here long.
Right. Somebody just told me, somebody just texted me, my people out there just told me, basically answering a question. What's up, Miss Indy? What up, love? Basically answering a person about playing his music or something like that, and I'm not gonna say verbatim, but it's basically saying the person said, Sam is not going to really put out. Oh yeah, well Mike and shit was saying Brooklyn to Cali about about new music this and the third. I'm gonna say allegedly if new music come out. A certain person is going to get paid for that. Now, by me saying that, only thing I'm saying it to the people in the chat, what's already known don't need to be said. And watch is always going to be the slowy in the back with the extra helmet. So if you need, I'm trying to give you an extra push now. If you know the name and we all know the name, don't put it in the chat. All right? Bouncing kid with the helmet on the bus. I'm talking to you all the way in the back. Shut up. That's all.
And if that is the case, then that speaks volumes. So.
But that's allegedly. But I just got sent
right,
some footnotes. Give me your last thoughts in conclusion, sweetheart.
Well, my last thought is you can only be real for so long until real goes bad. At some point, you got to be able to put yourself in a certain position so that you can pull your people where you are. If you keep going down there, you can't get out. You can't get out. So be in a position to elevate yourself and your people. Don't sell yourself short. Don't continue to try to give in to what everybody's perspective of what real is. Protect yourself. Get you a goddamn no man.
Right. Hey, yours truly, I appreciate you, sweetie Bobs.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you later, Mike.
All right, peace. It was something the fuck I was going to say. Oh, let me just expound on it before I go to this video. Let me just expound this briefly, right? Hold on. Let me pull up this video so I can explain it better. Hold on. I can do that better. Shout out to Alex Alonzo, man, for doing some good work, man. Got to salute that brother, man. I always give credit and praises when it's due, you know? Where is it? Hold on. Dun, 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 dun. And give me a second. Where's the fucking video when he's walking to the Fat Burger? We found his chili fries. And where's that? Am I tripping? Did he take down the video? Hold on. Hold on. I can't be tripping. I guess he changed the thumbnail. Let me read. No. This was a few days ago. Hold on. Left his chili fries in the alley. Where's the... I can't see the chat. Do anybody know where that video is? Because I don't think it's not even on there no more. The cheese bus sitting on 22 room. Somebody is getting stupid. I want to play that video where he's... Let me just look it up because somebody did already, like, took it from his channel, Eric Holder... premeditation video, I guess. Let me see if that pop up because I want to show something. Come on, baby. Do anybody know the name of that video? It was just up a few days ago. And Master Burger, I guess. What the blood clot is? Is this it? No blood clot. Let me look in the chat to see if somebody put that shit in there. Do anybody? Hulk Strong, salute to you, family. You already know, man. Peace to you, man. You know I appreciate you. Go to AGTV. All right, hold on. AGTV. I have to play that video. I could go play the video from, you know, the actual shooting, but I want the whole thing where he went inside Master Burger and came out. That's the video that makes most sense. The premeditation fucking video. Didn't see nothing. Don't know nothing. It's AGTV. All right. AGTV. Let's see. Come on, bitch. And shout out to AGTV, too. I forgot about this person. Where's the... Cowboy was dragged back into court. I'm sorry, everybody. Just give me a second. I'm sorry. Yo, what the fuck? What's the name of the video? What the video? What the getaway driver said? Let up. Alonzo on the last conversation. No, bro. Nah, nigga, what? Yo, what happened to the video? Bro. Who has the video? Let me see. If you found the video, girl, hold on. You can't hear it out of his mouth. All right, I got some videos to play for y'all. He removed it. God damn it. So if he removed it, then he removed it off that person's channel. But how you know he removed it? God damn it. Damn. All right. So because I wanted to go step by step. All right. But all of it was definitely premeditated murder. It was definitely premeditated. This is what I was going to say, man. Go to IDNTV. I just seen that shit. I just didn't click on it. IDNTV. Come on, baby. Welcome to... Woo! That shit was loud. All right. Shows up.
So you're taking the leap and starting your own business.
Damn, she's getting off ready.
But where do you go from here?
Come on.
Eric, that was the reason that Eric Holder said you're through. Instead of saying that Eric Holder only is saying inside the massacre, that Eric Holder already had one weapon. Instead of saying, why are you calling me a garage accident?
All right, let me just show this. I'm not going to show the whole video. Let me share this, all right? Let me do that. Let me cut this shit off right here. Ba-da-da-da-da, I'm loving it. All right. Now, you can hear the person talking. Shout out to him, right? But this is right before he's walking up. I'm not going to play it. So I'm going to piggyback just briefly off what the female said, yours truly. I'm just going to say, and I said this years ago. She said there's lazy niggas. Niggas should have been on point. You see how everybody's leaning on the car and his homeboy, J-Rock, is the security? I get that. I just have to say this. Everybody is looking at each other, not really paying attention to their surroundings like that. I mean, they are because, that's how that area is. Been a lot of shit popping off. It's a history there. So you have to be on point some kind of way. But if you have professional security, it will be security facing each and every way, not leaning up against the car. They will be standing firm, holding a grip, or just basically in a stance of watching every fucking body. Because this nigga was able to come back with the shirt and roll up on him. I feel like playing the whole fucking thing now, but I'm not. I still have that respect that I can't watch it again. But y'all get what the fuck I'm saying? That man was able to roll up on him. Matter of fact, hold on. Fuck that. We're going to be here for a little bit. And I know y'all ain't going to sleep. So just all on soldier them. All right? Hold on. Go to my playlist. The actual. Okay, where we at? It's one of these. Hold on. Y'all can bear with me, right? Because we the ADHD crew, nigga. Hurry up, nigga. Woo. Oh, this is the, oh, here we go. Okay. All right. I put the dramatics on there, but I'm going to make sure it don't get to the part where, you know what I mean? So he already, oh shit. God damn it. I did it. Sorry. You know, I apologize. Now somebody talking about the guy passing the shit. We already went through that shit already. Nobody passed him anything. As he was coming, a guy did get out, which is the dude right here, and there's a garbage can right there. We went through this shit before. It looks like he passed him something. It looks like he did pass him something, but he was putting something in the garbage. It's funny how I don't know. Ron Poole should have been on point because look at this. Look how quick Nipsey turned around. Like somebody probably gave him a heads up, yo, turn around. Because Nip is facing Ron Poole, like in that direction, right? Let me bring it back a little bit more. All right, nigga. Now watch how Nipsey turn around as if somebody... And he turned around. So he turned around and seen him coming. Now, I'm gonna leave it there. This should have been security. Who's facing this way to be on point. It should have been security right there. You can't hire your homeboys to do anything. You know, I mean to secure your life and bodyguard your life for the simple fact. Niggas do what you do. Niggas drink, niggas smoke, niggas want to party, niggas come from the same place you are. So when you're in a higher position, you start living well, you know what I mean? Money start looking a little different for the better. And you go into these places, motherfuckers want to party with you. They want to enjoy life with you. So they're not really going to hold you down like that. They're not going to be in their right mental state because, first of all, they want to get high and they want to fuck these bitches. So that's why you got to hire professional motherfuckers, ex-military, ex-police, trained professionals who have the legal right to kill you. Because at the end of the day, I hate when these rappers be putting in their rhymes, I got my niggas, I don't need no security. Yeah, but them niggas could get you in trouble because a lot of them is not licensed to fucking carry. That's number one. So where they go down, you go down. They going for the motherfucker who got the most money, who's the top of the label, who's the quote-unquote CEO of the label or whatever the case may be. They coming for you like they coming from young for Young Thug. You understand what I'm saying? So, but when your ass dies, some of your niggas die, then what? That's why you have to have professionals. So when shit go down, they are binded by the constitutional right of the law to bear arms and to make sure they will neutralize any threat that's there to target the person that they are securing in their lives thereof. I wish Nipsey would have did that. I'm not saying that he didn't want to. Or that he's smart enough to think that. That's why I think he got that fucking call. It was a call that he came to come up there early that morning. And look at the time. Some said, the grandma said it was early in the morning. Sam left to go up there in the morning. But then it said that it happened around 3-something in the afternoon. All that shit is tricky. Shout out to Run DMC, nigga. That shit is tricky, tricky, tricky. You know? But, damn, I just wish this man would have fucking, that's why I said, look, man, fuck you. Niggas should have been more on fucking point, man. Niggas should have been more on point, son. If he seen him coming, he should have fucking ran. Running and living, would you rather me die or run and get teased about me running later? I don't tease me. Go ahead, but I'm breathing, nigga. Tease me from my jet. Okay? Tease me from this hotel suite that I'm in. You dig me? Life is precious because when you're no longer here, there's nothing else to kid about. You can't tease that motherfucker. I was just looking at, in closing, before I play this other video, in closing, I was listening to Farrakhan on Instagram. Brother Benjamin X put a little short video of him. You do not love, you are not going to love the people that's in front of you until they're gone. You're not going to even understand what you have, what you had. That's just a part of life. That's a part of nature. That's a natural thing. Because when we're in the flesh, in the present, in the now, we know what this person is about, but we're not going to really appreciate them until you're no longer can contact that person, hug that person, laugh with that person. Life is very tricky. Life is very unorthodox. It's very complex. You know what I mean? So we can say all is what if and what is. You know? But life is just tricky. Life is just is complex, man. It's something that is logical that sometimes is not. Because life is complicated. You got to make it. Got to make it work with what you got. But most importantly, as you get older, just try to be more wiser. I just wish he had security, man. This man would have still been here. You know? Look at his daughter, Samantha. She getting grown. She up there dancing in the goddamn, in front of the phone. I mean, I wish I had no daughters. I'm like, look. Okay? You know, she's not doing anything provocative. I'm not, you know, it's just, you know, certain eyes out there will look at that, you know what I mean? From a predatory, seductive kind of way, you know what I mean? But shout out to her. She's getting older, man. Shout out to the whole fucking family. You know what I mean? Yeah, I can't even see the chat because I know sometimes I get thrown off. So if anybody else, All Viral, I saw Nipsey. Quintessential, call in, nigga. Excuse me for calling you, nigga. I'm on my higher plane right now, brother. You know, my goddamn what you call that, Minister Farrakhan? Said, brother. Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Shout out to motherfucking Valentine. Where we at? Let's go here. Shout out to Matt Hopper too, man. He's doing this fucking Thug Dizzle, man. That should inspire a lot of this stuff. Just inspire me, man, to do better, do more, man. So let me play this, and I'm gonna play some of the videos that I just got sent. All right, everybody, please hit the like button as well. If you would like to show some love and donate to the platform, you know, please show some love to the platform. Hopefully that's not going to fucking kill you, but I appreciate you in advance, all right?
I'm relieved that the verdict came in a complete, absolute agreement with the charges that Eric Holder murdered Sylvia Pascadam in cold blood. The jury convicted Mr. Holder of first-degree murder. They found true.
Hold on, everybody. I'm sorry. If you can make it quick, quintessential, you on the line. You say you saw Nipsey. What? If this is you, what's up?
Yeah, this is me. I'm quintessential. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, brother. How you?
Okay. I was coming down Slauson, and I looked over, and I saw Nipsey. He was with another brother down at the other end of the alley, the parking lot by the alley. So I pulls up in the Shell station. And I was going to run over there to congratulate him about the real estate deal. But I had to go take my kid's cat to the vet and everything. And I had to, you know what I'm saying? So at the last minute, I decided I'd get back with Nipsey, right? I get to the vet place. The couple in line tell me that Nipsey just got shot. And I'm like, man, I just saw Nip, right? So I runs to my car to see what time I got the gas. It was 2:57, the time on my receipt. And they killed Nipsey at like 3:25, bro. But I saw Nipsey with my own eyes. It must have been like 2:55.
Wow. That's crazy, yeah, man.
Straight up. And so, Nipsey was a friend of mine, too, man.
He was? Talk about it.
Yeah. I knew Nipsey, Black Sam, and the father because I used to have the DVDs back in the day, the documentaries with all the knowledge. And so this other brother that used to sell DVDs at Nipsey's parking lot took me in there and introduced me to Black Sam and the father. And I gave him all of the documentaries free. You know what I'm saying? And Nipsey loved all them documentaries that I gave him.
Right.
Yeah,
somebody asked me, do you know Shitty Cuz or Stupid Cuz now?
I never knew him. I just, you know, I met the father and Black Sam, and then I knew Nip. I would always see him with Lauren London because he owned that Fat Burger, too, on the other side of the gas station. But I would mostly see Nipsey at that gas station, at the Shell station.
That Shell station.
Because that was in between his two businesses.
Is there any other any memorable moment that you had with Nipsey? Do you have a story, or are you willing to share it?
Well, the last time I saw Nipsey, he was with Lauren London and the Bentley at the gas station, and so I had some new DVDs. And I was like, I said, Nip, I got something for you. And I gave them to him. And he was like, thanks, OG. I'm going to go watch these right now. And that was like about a month before that shit happened.
Damn.
But Nipsey was a good dude, man. Nipsey was a good dude.
Yeah. That's really crazy, man. And he's definitely going to be missed, man. Most definitely. He's definitely going to be missed, yo. Real talk, man.
Hey, like I said earlier, brother, about this. So Nipsey had the first smart store in the world.
Right.
Okay, because that tech guy, Idris Sandu, hooked him up. Nipsey told the story of how he found him in Starbucks with his daughter.
Right.
And that's how he met the guy, right? Now, I'm looking at Idris Sandu's IG about 6 months ago, and he's standing up there with Jay-Z bitch ass now. You know what I'm saying? And Nipsey was going to be a billionaire off of the tech shit.
Right. So what you think? Because business is always business, and you know, do you think that are you insinuating that Jay-Z is trying to undercut Nipsey or whatever? Because regardless, like, business always takes place. You know what I mean? But
oh yeah.
What's your thoughts about what you're saying?
Well, my thoughts, you know, I'm 60, bro. So my thoughts is this. If Tupac and Biggie wouldn't have died, Jay-Z wouldn't have been shit. Okay? It was convenient when Tupac and Biggie died, then Jay-Z became that nigga. So right now, it's like now Jay-Z's with Idris Andrew, the tech guy. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I wish Nips wouldn't have never went to that motherfucking brunch with them snakes, man.
But you think
it
he probably
shortly
told them,
after that.
Well, you think he probably told them too much or whatever? I don't.
Well,
you know.
Well, I think this, man. Like one caller said this earlier. Jay-Z didn't put no businesses in the Marcy Projects and hook niggas up getting out of prison and stuff. Nipsey was like a rare breed. You know what I'm saying? And them other niggas didn't have the heart like Nipsey. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you're absolutely right.
Nipsey was bringing niggas up without a billion. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It would never be another Nip, man. So he left his mark, man. So it's like, you know, he left for in the short years in the industry, but especially short years of life, 33 years old, he set the bar pretty high as far as doing what he was set here to do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he definitely, I know it would have been more, but he set the bar high.
It's almost as if once you get into the entertainment money, they don't want you to help your people. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it seems. It's like taboo to help your people once you make it big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But hey, man, any last words? What's your last, in conclusion?
Well, I'm just glad I got to meet Nipsey, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit. But I never will forget that day when I saw him, man. Right before that shit happened. You know what I mean?
Right. All right, man. Yo, thank you, OG. Yeah. And I appreciate you, man, tuning in, man. You have a blessed one, man. Be safe, man.
Thank you. Thank you for your show, brother, because I watch you all the time, and you keep it 100, bro. That's what we need.
Absolutely, man. Thank you. Peace.
Thanks, brother. Bye.
Shout out to Callie. And usually, because I want to know if somebody's seen him that day. Because sometimes a person may have a look or aura to whereas something can it's almost like a dark cloud over them or something like something is near. Because I've seen it twice, but the more memorable thing that made me think that way because this boy, white boy Bobby from my hood, right, from Building 3 and shit. He had the illest bop than any black person. White boy Bobby had the ill walk, man. He had the bop like a motherfucker. He was a dickhead, but he was real cool though. Shout out to rest in peace to Bobby, but it was just one day, man, because he disappeared for a minute. I ain't see him in a minute. You know what I mean? And I just happened to see him up top at the store, and he's white. And it just looked like he looked dark. Like, it was like a shade of him. I couldn't put my finger on it, but he looked different. Like, the mood was different or anything like that. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to say that's the same thing that happened with Nip, but I would like to get an experience that maybe somebody seen him earlier that day or the day before, and, you know, maybe the aura was different or something. Because sometimes death is it's inevitable that that's something that we can't escape. That's that it's already written. You know what I mean? You know, who knows that could have been written that way? That was supposed to happen. It shouldn't have happened. But who knows? Because everybody's story is written. Sometimes we could just do something to make our story, our chapter end faster. You know what I mean? The last chapter of our book come a little bit faster. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but just and then after that, after seeing Bobby, just seeing that aura, it was something that it wasn't there. It was like a dark cloud over him. Next thing you know, his body is found on Coney Island Beach, chopped up in bags. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. So I just wanted to say that. Let's continue. Again, please make sure y'all hit the like button and you know, hit the like button. Cause y'all niggas damn sure don't show love. Thank you, Celeste, for donating to the platform. One motherfucker within a week. Thank you, y'all. But let's continue.
Charge in the firearm allegation carried 25 years to life sentences. So we expect that with that count alone, and certainly the additional counts that he was found guilty of, he will be held
He's right.
accountable
mm-hmm.
for that guilt. We hope that today is the day in which the Astadon family, the friends and fans of Nipsey Hussle around the world will find some measure of closure. Obviously, nothing that happened here today can heal the wound. Nothing that happened here today can restore Mr. Astadon to this world. But again, we hope that there is some resounding peace in the fact that his killer will be in prison likely for the rest of his life. Today was more than just about the right verdict or the right outcome for this trial. Today was really about Nipsey Hussle and the legacy that he leaves behind. This verdict and the story of his life will be talked about for sure at Crenshaw's blocking, but the meaning of it carries far beyond those truths. And the legacy of Nipsey Hussle and the arc of his life, which started off in a shadowy place, ended up in a very positive place. For him and for those that he inspired through the way that he lived his life, especially in his latter years. So as a community, we move forward from this. We move forward in the tradition of the marathon. We move forward in the tradition of young people who are in a situation that Nipsey might have been in 15 years ago and look to his life as an example how they can get out of that situation and get to a place where dreams are made. And I hope that that is what people take forward from today. Any questions?
Counselor, you've got 25 to life on this gentleman right now. Tell us about two men who were also hit by gunfire. There were gun enhancements on them. What do you plan to only ask for in the way of a sentence only encompassing on this? Are we going to see consecutive or concurrent sentences? How's that going to work out?
Well, there's a lot of time on the table. We're certainly happy with the verdicts on the first-degree murder charge and the gun allegation on that. The judge has a lot of options, and we have not presented the court with a sentencing memorandum yet, but I do expect to ask for more time than just what is available on the count one.
When do you have an indication where we'll have a sentencing hearing on this? Any idea?
The sentencing has been set for September 15th.
John, can you talk about some of the just difficulties, just the general experience in trying to get people to come forward with education? Obviously, they had a very entertaining and most guarded witness, the cowboy, but you also had struggles with some of the victims.
For those who haven't subscribed to Street TV, make sure y'all subscribe.
James, thank you for that question. This was not a gang case in the traditional sense in that we did not have a gang allegation charge, but because of who the victim was and who the killer was and where it occurred, it had gang overtones to it. And whenever you have a case like this one, you're going to have members of the community who want to be helpful, but who are held back. They're held back because of a culture that exists in the community that it is wrong to cooperate, even when you know in your heart it is the right thing to do. This so-called anti-snitching culture, which has plagued inner city communities for years, has got to stop. We have got to stop promoting this idea that gangs should be able to commit crimes in our communities with impunity. And it goes far beyond just the people in the community. I see celebrities wearing shirts and other paraphernalia that celebrates this anti-gang culture. We have to start speaking out against that because they don't live in these neighborhoods where this crime is taking place. It's a very serious problem. It affected this case. We had a couple of witnesses that we wanted to produce. We sought legal means of getting them into court. In one case, when it came to Evan McKenzie of Renfrew, we were unsuccessful in getting him into custody, but we did try. I don't think his testimony would have changed anything. But obviously, he was there for the entire episode, and the jurors wanted to hear from him. I hope that answers your question. We did the best we could to bring the evidence in, and I think we got most of it in to the satisfaction of the jurors anyway.
John, can you talk about what happened to the second attempted murder count?
Well, the jurors found Mr. Holder guilty of attempted voluntary manslaughter, which is consistent with what they found as to Carrie Latham. The court did not read the verdict form for not guilty on second-degree murder, and it appeared that maybe that form wasn't submitted to them.
Thank you, Counselor.
Thank you.
And what's the maximum sentence you can face?
I have not calculated the maximum sentence, but again, on count one, he's looking at 225-year-to-life sentences. On counts two and four, he's looking at, I think, 6 years each. And on counts four and five, because of counts two and four, he probably will have those sentences stayed since they're directed at the same conduct. And then count six is a pretty low-grade felony. He's looking at 16 months. So if you do the math,
about 38 and a half years to life.
Does that include the gun enhancements?
Well, count one is 50 years to life. Count one is 50 years to life. That's 25 years to life consecutive. The judge actually does have the power to run those two 25-year-to-life sentences concurrent. Obviously, that's not going to be our position, but we'll work it out and see what the judge decides in September.
Courtney, have you spoken to Nipsey Hussle's family? What was their reaction?
I have never spoken to any member of Nipsey Hussle's family. I have tried through outreach efforts to speak to someone directly. A couple of the family members did hire lawyers to represent them, so to speak, and keep them up to date on what was going on with the case, but I've never had any direct conversations with anyone.
So are you expecting any victim impact statements?
Well, you know, based on the past representations, I won't rule it out. People do change their minds, and we're in a different place today than we were before. So I wouldn't rule it out, but I wouldn't say I expect it either.
John, is there anything else you can tell us about the cohort? Any other questions that have been voted in this case? I know you didn't have to prove it, but you didn't support a submission argument. You did mention jealousy at one point, I believe, in clothing. In your mind, I guess, do you have a solid ground of why you think this happened?
That's a great question. It's something that I've thought about because I don't believe that the conversation that they had in the parking lot is all of the motive that Eric Holder had for killing Ermine Vasquez. I think, as I tried to argue, that it probably was a compilation of factors that included some jealousy, some envy because of his success, his notoriety, his love, his being beloved in the neighborhood. There could be something else that we don't know. That's always a possibility. But I don't know of anything other than what it appears to be.
Did John help Dylan or the video in the photo?
No, the video is absolutely essential because it took away any argument that he didn't do it. It took away any argument that he did it in self-defense. So once you take away those two defenses in a criminal case like this, it doesn't leave very much. It did leave the defense with a narrow path in arguing heat of passion, but that didn't seem to fit these facts either, but that's all they had. So I would say that the video and the stills taken from the video were absolutely essential.
Miss Alford, can you did they say anything as to why they did not come back with a verdict on Friday
before
the holiday?
I generally don't disclose any conversations that I have with jurors that are done in private, so I'll pass on that question.
Was there other video footage other than the grain footage from the Shell gas station that you guys tried to get but you weren't able to get because there were several businesses?
This one's the perfect gift for the friend who's been getting a little too comfortable during quarantine, maybe your son.
This isn't that strip mall.
There were other cameras attached to other businesses in the strip mall, but we got all the video that we were able to get. Whether or not someone made a video and destroyed it or didn't disclose it, I don't know. I don't have any information that that did happen. There were other cameras, some that were even closer to the action, but appeared to either not be working or were streaming only. We don't have any other video than what the jurors saw.
Thank you.
John, were you happy with this verdict, even with them coming back with the attempted voluntary manslaughter instead of a
murder? Yes, I'm 100% satisfied with the verdict. As you all know, this case was really mostly about count one. Obviously, we had two other people shot, and we wanted justice for them too. But I'm very satisfied in the way the case was argued, deliberated on, and the verdict that will return.
I'm apologizing for changing the subject just a little bit, but you announced last night that you will run for DA, or if the recall qualifies. Do you want to say anything about that or comment on that?
No, I don't want to comment on that. As I stand here today, I stand here in my official capacity as a deputy district attorney. I'm speaking on behalf of the district attorney and the district attorney's office, so I don't want to use this as an opportunity to criticize the district attorney or promote myself, so thank you for the question.
Have you spoken to the DA as to honorable his reaction to the verdict?
I have not spoken to him today because I've been in court since the verdict was announced, and I frankly have not spoken to him about this case at all at any time. So.
Okay.
I could ask you one quick question before you walk off. Bernita testified that she saw Cousin Harold of Eric Holder's Cousin Harold pass him a gun that might have been possibly used in this homicide. Did you ever want to bring Cousin Harold into as a witness? And how come he was only identified by first name only?
He was interviewed, his home was searched. I did think about possibly detaining him for no real reason why he didn't. And no reason why he was only identified by his first name. I frankly didn't even know that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, I got to get some water. But it is kind of strange. Kind of strange that but at first he said the first is going to be 25 years to life. So the second charge, it was like 16 months. I should have brought it back a little bit, but he said charges 2 and 4, those is like 16 months, and the sixth charge, which is the less of a felony, it's like 12 months. So if it's two. And here's the thing. Now, if the judge, sorry, I just had some Pringles, so pardon me. So, but if the judge run those two 25 years to life concurrent with that 16 months, he's looking like 40-something, close to 50 years max. Now, if he running consecutive those two 25, he's probably looking over 60 years in jail. And he's what, 30-something years? How much? He's 30-something. He's 30-something right now. So he probably get out in 80. He shouldn't get out at all. He should do life. You understand what I'm saying? So, and I looked at a question. Look, the phone lines is open, so y'all can call in. The number's right there on the screen. So y'all let me know your thoughts. That's the least y'all can do. I think that he should do life. He's 32 years old. Okay, so that nigga be getting out around 80-something. He should be doing life in prison. Life. But at the end of the day, I feel it don't even matter how long he's going to be in here. He's going to live in fear for the rest of his life. He probably hang himself. But the way he looks a little off. He looks a little special. So he might be cool with being in solitude by himself for the next 60 years. Because he looks like a mute. He looks like one of those Ritalin little kids. He looked like one of those special niggas. He really takes over the helmets, the helmet crew. Where I get that screensaver, if I tell you, I have to shoot you, because why would I want you to put it on your channel? So the answer is no. I don't even know where I got it from. I found it. So with that being said, you see, I think this court is fake and he looked different. Yeah. So at the end of the day, I'm just glad I didn't try to claim insanity. Yeah, he's definitely a realer than kid. So you don't have a channel, you still ain't getting it. All right, man. I don't know what else to tell y'all niggas, man. Let me share my screen real quick, man. So, where we at? All right. Instagram. Right there. He better get life. No parole at all. All right? No fucking parole at all. All right. So, maybe, yeah, hold on. I just want to take this shit off the screen. Because, all right. So, the most commonly mentioned suspect in the 2002 murder of Jam Master Jay is now also said to be a suspect in the killing of Tupac's longtime friend, collaborator, Randy Stretch Walker in Queens in 95. He got killed. He's not too far from where I'm at, where he got murdered. I passed that spot too many fucking times. Prosecutors claim that they have at least three witnesses that Ronald Tenard Washington was the man who shot and killed Stretch during an attempt to shoot Stretch's brother, Christopher Majesty Walker, in 95. The prosecutor also alleges that they ID'd the person that was in the car with Washington when the shooting occurred, but that witness would have to plead the fifth in order to testify. Fingers have pointed at Washington, and it's just stuck in my teeth, in the Stretch murder since the early 2000s, but he was never charged. Federal prosecutors brought up the Stretch homicide during Washington's 2007 robbery case, but the judge refused to hear the accusation. The defense has moved to try the two men cases separately, with Stretch killing allegedly being loosely tied to the 94 robbery and shooting of Tupac at Quad Studios, which occurred exactly 1 year prior to the Walker's death. Hold on, let me read that again. The defense have moved to try the two men cases separately, with Stretch killing allegedly being loosely tied to the 94 robbery and shooting of Tupac and Quad Studios, which occurred exactly 1 year prior to Walker's death. So the ones who pulled the... So these niggas paid them, the certain people that was named that was upstairs already knew that Tupac was headed to the studio, already knew he was on his way, and paid this nigga and Little D allegedly, and whoever that was there to shoot and rob Tupac. So these niggas was on payroll. Because we hardly knew the names to the people who robbed them. We just heard about the people who set that up. All right? I can't see the chat, but hey, that's kind of crazy. Prosecutors alleged that Walker had a long-running feud with the Young Guns, a crew associated with Stretch Brother Majesty. Washington was named as a member of the Hollis Junior's crew, a rival of the Young Guns who allegedly killed Washington's brother. In a court filing, prosecutors wrote about Washington's involvement in Stretch murder. At the time, Washington believed that he was firing at Young Guns member Majesty, Stretch's brother. Majesty and Stretch were a part of a rap group known as the Live Squad. After his Stretch death, Majesty started Grand Imperial Records with E Money Bags, who was shot and killed in 2001, allegedly at the order of Kenneth Supreme McGriff. Court records show that the trial is scheduled for February of 2023. That's crazy, son. Yo, the actual news footage of Stretch being killed, you see his body, the fucking Jeep was flipped over. They actually showed his whole dead body. I would never play that shit now. So y'all could look that shit up. Damn, Sadate, you just had to put in there. Y'all niggas, it's always somebody that have to do something. Y'all niggas is weird, man. It's always a weirdo in there. If he ain't gonna tell you, I'll find it for you. Here it is. Y'all niggas is trippy, man. I don't care how you take it. He didn't ask you, he asked me. But thanks for that, for your fucking input. Now, so these sidebars before I get up out of here. Let me play this.
Are you single?
Yes, I am single because of lack of capital to start a relationship, high cost of living, and heavy competition from my fellow boy child, poor infrastructure, pests and diseases, eating of fear by the other gender, attacks from the neighboring boy child, lack of fear, shortage of friends, lessons from the other relationships, sponsors and sugar daddies, high cost of maintenance, and
single.
Yes, I am single because of lack of capital to start a relationship, high cost of living, and heavy competition from my fellow boy child, poor infrastructure, pests and diseases, eating of fear by the other gender, attacks from the neighboring boy child, lack of beard, shortage of life, lessons from the other relationships, sponsors and sugar daddies, high cost of maintenance.
Are you single?
Nigga, that's a lot of fucking problems. That's why this nigga's single. That shit is funny, son. I don't know about y'all, but that was funny. All right. Khloe Kardashian slammed after photo as pimp with black women on leashes resurfaces the internet. I never even seen these pictures before. Let's never forget this happened. Yeah. They steal our culture, become us, knowing that they can use us, and knowing that their culture is pimping the shit out of us in so many ways, and throwing that shit right in our face, and taking your men on top of that, and fucking them and having babies, and putting witchcraft on them. Moving along. This shit right here. I'm not even playing that Hoochie Daddy. I'll leave that one alone. Check this out. And if you listening, that sent me that information, I'm not gonna play that video. But I ain't gonna play that video.
The punishment is death. Not a one. Never. So there's no reason why 8 officers should choose to go and shoot him to death.
I guess I just don't have a lot of sympathy in this particular case. Well, I do.
You don't have a lot of.
I just want to keep that there because I don't want to play the rest of that beat. Yeah, that's Megan Gooden and the two twins from the ATL and who else? It was somebody else in there. But yeah. But hear what he said.
Don't have a lot of sympathy in this particular case. I guess I just don't have a lot of sympathy in this particular case. Well, I do. I guess I just don't have a lot of sympathy in this particular case. Well, I do.
You don't have a lot of sympathy in this case where he was shot 60 times?
After leading the police on a high-speed chase and returning fire?
Let me let her make her point.
First of all, let me just say this. The police? No. Because too often media reports on what are police stories as though it's the ultimate truth.
No, I really got it.
I'm going to leave that there. Did you try to keep my thoughts, you know, try to be careful on how I say things, but do you see this man said he don't have any sympathy? A man just got shot 60 fucking times, family. And he said he don't have any sympathy because he shot back at police. Let's turn the tables. Let all black people as a whole or some black commentator say anything. Let her say that she feel no sympathy about these people who just got killed in Highland Park, Illinois. See what happens to her. A whole bunch of hate mail, fired, reputation destroyed, can't work as no other anchor anywhere on a plane. You got to move to Mars. But they can sit up here and look at our situation and say, I feel no pity for him because he allegedly shot. There wasn't no evidence of that. None. No concrete evidence of him even shooting at police. They had the burner. They had the gun. They had the shit and still didn't bring out or bring to the public or let it be known that the gun was discharged. All right? But just understand, again, very short, just understand what kind of people that we are dealing with. Emotionless beings, and when they see us, they don't see themselves. Just always remember that. I told y'all, at the end of the day, they're going to always let you know how they feel on all levels. But no black people, we can't wait to eat the crumb off their table. Oh, yeah, and the fucking, his father, Awake, the rapper Awake, he was watching this video. His father brought him 2 guns. Hold on, right here. The father of Highland Park shooter helped son buy a gun 2 months after cops took away his collection of knives, allegedly threatened to kill himself and family. This is the type of shit that be going on in certain people's families. But they want to look at us. At all the shit that we're doing, at least we don't be going out there and killing and shooting innocent motherfuckers. Well, hey. But not like that. We be shooting at ourselves. We don't do crazy shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I guess that's normal. Oh, they used the thing because about the sex, didn't have any, what story it was? Is it this story? Oh, no, I was watching some shit last night on Homicide City. Excuse me. I kind of mixed the two. But this dude killed 2 girls in Philly. I watched it this morning, right? Because he wanted to be with them. His name is John. He killed he killed the girl, I forgot the name, Jennifer, some shit like that. He killed her, gave her an ultimatum. If you're not going to be with me, I'm going to kill you, because he wanted to be with her. She said no. He got that knife, stabbed her. Her little four-year-old daughter came down the stairs and screamed and ran back up the stairs. He ran upstairs and stabbed that girl, that little baby girl, two times, killed her. The sister heard the baby screaming, came out the bathroom door. He caught her and stabbed her. He killed three people, and there was one person prior to that, months prior, that all of them was friends, but he was attracted to her too. She didn't want to be with him. He killed her and stabbed her the fuck up over 15, close to 30 times. These niggas need pussy in their life. Maybe they won't be shooting and killing people. Give these motherfuckers some pussy. That's what pussy will do to you. That's what it seemed like. Oh, my God. Oh, I got to play this before I go, man. And, oh, Lord. Look at this shit here. Lord.
Attention, transit.
That is traumatizing. African girls, they are definitely from there. All of them don't look atrocious like this, but what you gonna have? What men will have to start doing? Get some nice warm water, like a nice 12 ounce. You know what I mean? 16 ounce, right? It's just having it in your back pocket. And you know, look, just start testing these women. You know what I mean? Just splash them in their fucking face. Like if they trying to, you know, y'all talking, y'all rapping, y'all macking and shit like that. You don't want to wake up to nothing like that. You don't want to wake up to all your your fucking pillowcase, mad makeup, one side. What's that fucking character name on Batman? The one that had the burnt face and one normal face. Like I forgot what they call that character. You know what I mean? Like nah, son. Like y'all makeup. See, man, we have to wear it raw. You know what I mean? Any blemishes or whatever, we got to rock it. Y'all motherfuckers? Ooh, Lord, yo. These some real Blanca bitches, man. And they got teeth and tooth. That's scary. They need to make a movie about this shit, like a real thriller, man. This shit ain't no joke. Oh, no, I'm not going to play that. This is the most important thing I want y'all to hear and pay attention to. It's very short. Pay attention. Somebody sent this to me, too, so salute to that person. Pay attention to this. Goddamn filter, that's makeup.
Will no longer be shipping meat to the port.
Goddamn filter.
Heads up, people. This is going to happen a lot quicker than you think.
He misses his Blanca toys.
Oh, shit. I just left over. Usually I haul it to the
And you said Oakland.
Well, when I got to Oakland, there was something very eerie. Remember when all the ships were stacked up and we couldn't get the shit off them? The ports are empty. There's no ships. They used to be jam-packed. So I went over to, say, Pacific Container Company, where I have a friend. He says he's going to be out of a job next week because Tyson and JBS will no longer be shipping meat to the port. Heads up, people. This is going to happen a lot quicker than you think.
Prepare for a food shortage. Get your canned goods. I already got a whole bunch of canned goods. I don't care. Some of it about to expire in a couple of fucking months. Some is in a couple of years. None of that shit getting thrown out. Stack up on your canned goods. I got a nice size collection. And I ain't playing either. Start planning. Start planning. That's all I can say. That's what y'all need to do. Take it as a joke and be stranded. With that being said, thank you to Celeste again for showing love to the platform. Since y'all here, at least y'all can do is hit the like button before I get off. Can y'all do that? I'm pretty sure y'all can do that before I get off. And I'm just going to leave it like that. Cut this damn phone off.